Ezra here with you behind the scenes at Content and Commerce, the premier digital marketing e-commerce event put on by Digital Marketer. I'm speaking down here. I'm going to take you a little bit behind the scenes, show you what's going on. If you have a business and you sell things online, the way to engage people in a conversation is through content. You can't just say, hey, buy my stuff. That's not cool. People don't like that. You've got to engage them in a conversation about something they're interested in. And if you have a solution to a problem they had, then you can offer it to them after you've provided value. And so I'm going to be talking about how we're using Facebook advertising, how we're using video to create conversations with groups of people and make offers. And I'm also going to introduce you to some of the speakers, show you behind the scenes. I'm in a room. I don't even know how I got into this room. It's one of the sort of, one of the speaker rooms back here. So I kind of snuck in to shoot this. I didn't actually sneak in. I got permission. But I got into this room, and now you're here with me, and let's go around and take a look. Ezra here behind the scenes with raging Russell Hanaberry. And the thing about Russ that you don't know is that he curated this whole event. Picked all the speakers, put together the agenda. You did a great job,
man.
Thank you. If you were going to tell our viewers one thing that you wanted folks to take away from this event that you curated, what would that be?
Well, here's the thing. So this sort of central thread that's running throughout the entire conference is that you can compete with the Walmarts and the Amazons of the world if you create a shopping experience.
Yes.
for your customers.
You don't have to worry about the big guys if you're telling a good story.
Right. And that's been the biggest thing, and I appreciate that, man. It's been a lot of fun putting together this event. It's the first time I've ever put together an event.
Raging Russell Hanaberry. Put together a great event, man. Thanks so much. Ezra here behind the scenes with marvelous Molly Pittman. How you doing, Molly?
Doing great. Happy to be here.
So Molly is the brains behind this whole thing, right? Like, you know, you see other people on stage, but from what I've seen, Molly's running the show. So if you were to give people who weren't here kind of one thing from your presentation, what would it be?
Yeah, I think on the content side of this whole content and commerce experience, it's really to create content based off of intent. Think about what's the customer journey, what's the thought process that your prospects and your customers are going through that lead them to actually buy.
I coined a term that I thought was really cool called traffic temperature.
Yeah.
You want to just talk for a second about that?
Totally. So traffic temperature is really thinking about your audiences and how they've interacted with you in the past. So a cold traffic temperature would be people that have never heard of you before. So you're obviously going to speak to them very differently than someone, we probably wouldn't be hugging right now if we didn't have, relational equity built.
Yeah.
Warm traffic temperature is, a step further. It's, hey, we're dating now. We know each other better. There's a level of commitment. And then in the center, you have the hot traffic, the buyers, the people that you can ask to buy other products from,
They've done business with you. They like you. They know you.
Yeah. So you're going to speak to all of these people differently. You're going to offer them different things, right? You're going to ask them to do different things depending on their level of commitment.
Behind the scenes at Content and Commerce with Dangerous Drew Sanaki. Drew, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well.
So Drew's actually from New York.
Energetic Ezra.
That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about here, man?
I have no idea. I'm going on in half hour.
normally you do like data analytics, like
life cycle
customer marketing.
Yeah, that's my talk. How to double a company in a year.
If you had to give one tip to our viewers about sort of that subject matter, what would it be? Just one thing that they can do in their business.
If you've already got customers, then I think you're probably leaving money on the table if you're not focused on retention.
Retention would be like having an email that goes out at a certain point in time to remind them to check out another product?
Changing a one-time buyer to a two-time buyer is probably one of the best things you can focus on.
Dangerous Drew Sanaki, Content and Commerce 2016. I'll catch up with you later.
Great to be here. All right.
Justin Rondau. Justin, you just came off a great presentation about conversion.
If
you were to give our viewers one thing that they could take away from your presentation, what would it be?
Really what it comes down to when you're looking at product pages, you have to answer six main questions. If you can answer these six questions, then you're going to be able to get more conversions on these product pages. And so the first one I do is, you know, what does it look like? What does it do? Can I actually receive this? Will you ship it to me? How big or how small is it? You know, do I trust these people? And here's the big one, can I return it? Mm. All right, if you can answer those six questions and you can do that, you know, in a nice way with, you know, between like a bunch of different elements on your site and how they're laid out,
video,
then you will,
text,
video,
imagery,
text, copy, you know, ratings, anything like that, you will see a huge lift in conversions and you're never gonna have to worry about whether your product page is, you know, subpar or not hitting up and being the, you know, what's taken away from, you know, your average order value or anything like that. So that's
increase
the tip.
Increase your conversions. Jumping Justin
Rondon. Behind the scenes with ravishing Ryan Dice.
And the most adorable microphone you'll ever see.
It's little.
Yeah.
We are literally behind the scenes.
Quite literally.
Actually.
The actual scenes are over there. This is us behind them.
Behind them, yeah.
Whoa, sorry.
And we,
let's scoot over.
Oh, look at that thing.
Let's
Actually, man. Potentially being this far behind the scenes is not actually
it's a little dangerous.
The best idea. So, you know, you put this event together.
Yeah.
And if you were to give folks who weren't here kind of one thing mm-hmm. that you would want people to take from this event, what would it be?
I heard the theme come up again and again and again. The best way to define a business isn't by what you sell or how you sell it. So you're not like an e-commerce business or a brick and mortar or this, but instead you define your business by the people you serve, by the community you serve. And I think that when we're talking about content and commerce, building community and brands, it really does start with the people first. Who are you serving? Who's the audience that you're going to advocate for? Once you figure that out,
what conversations
then you can,
are they having? What do they
exactly,
want?
Exactly. Where are they?
Yeah.
You know, and so it doesn't matter, like online, offline, you want to be where they are because you want to serve them.
Ezra here, wrapping up the Content and Commerce Summit in Orlando, Florida. These events are so good, and I think it's because you sort of step out of the routine and stimulation of your daily life and are able to really just focus on your business. You're not taking out the trash, you're not cleaning the cat box, you're not doing the dishes. You just really get to put some time and energy focusing on your business. So you can see, you know, tremendous growth at events like this. And this one was really cool because the name of it is quite descriptive. I mean, what we do as business owners is we create content that engages people in a conversation about a topic that they're interested in, and then we show them the solutions that we have to whatever problems they're facing or whatever interest they have, which is our product. So great event, big takeaway. Start with a conversation. Don't just try to sell people stuff, you know? Start with, hey, how are you? What are you up to? What are you interested in? Here's a piece of content. Content amplification is where things are going for online business. It's already most of big businesses' strategy. It's our strategy for sure. Amplify content that is interesting to people. When I say amplify, I mean create good content, post it on social media, places like Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Google, YouTube, and then use paid advertising to amplify that to more people. And then the people who engage with that content, follow up with them to make them offers. Don't just amplify offers. Don't say, buy my stuff. Create a piece of content, put that out there, and then as people consume it, follow up with those people. Ezra here. Hope you've enjoyed a little behind the scenes of Content and Commerce. I'll see you at the next one.